There was an evangelist in the early church named Philip. Philip was one of those men like Stephen who were assigned to take care of the food distribution. But when the great persecution broke out against the church after the stoning death of Stephen, Philip left Jerusalem and was among those who were scattered abroad, and he went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ. Listen to what happened there. Acts 8, verse 4. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them, and the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with lameness, and many that were taken with diseases, and that were lame were healed. And there was a great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before this time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that he himself was some great person, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, This man is the great power of God. And to them they had regard, because of a long time he would bewitch them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and wondered, beholding miracles and signs which were done. You see, that early church, they were so full of the Holy Spirit, they had so much power, that they were able to minister as Jesus ministered, with signs and wonders. And Philip went down and began preaching the gospel and healing people. And I guess he was really a wonderful preacher, and the Holy Spirit was with him. It says that everyone listened to him, from the greatest to the least. And they were the people who had believed in Simon. This is called Simon Magus. Magus means magician. But Simon believed for another reason. He didn't believe the gospel. He believed because this man was doing miracles that were different than his tricks, and he wondered, looking at those miracles and signs, not to believe, but so that he could do them himself. And his motives were wrong, as we shall see. Let's pray. Father, I pray that my faith would not be founded upon miracles or signs or anything but the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, which is a seal upon my faith. Thank you, O Lord, for the Holy Spirit. May I live in the Spirit today. In Jesus' name, amen.